Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy. When driving,
it's not right to squat, but if you are, find an abandoned home.
You're putting us in a place as men,
right?
Where now we feel uncomfortable.
I was at mom with my bonnet on, and
the Easter Bunny's for everybody. Why can't I have a little bit too?
It's a non-stop breakfast party.
The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLKHD
Rono.
Oh, man, this is exciting. Right here, first thing in the morning, I have a surprise to start the show. I do. Monica, it's a surprise for you.
Ooh.
Oh.
You should close your eyes?
No, because then she can't see the surprise.
Oh, okay.
I can reveal it. It's at my feet right now.
Your feet?
Yes. I have a gift for you.
It better not be a snake.
It would not be at his feet.
No, it would not.
Do you think I would be this calm if it was a snake at my feet? No, you're going to like this present.
Oh.
And I feel bad. I got this for Monica a week ago. I completely forgot. I forgot to give it to her the day I came back from the beach because that's where I acquired this present.
Uh-huh.
And then I remembered later in the week and then I forgot again because I'm dumb. I've learned that over the years. I used to think I was smart.
Uh-huh.
And I do believe, you know how they say with age comes wisdom?
Yep. Uh-huh.
And I do believe that to be true in that as you get older, you realize you have no wisdom.
Yes.
You're dumb. You're dumb. You don't know nothing. Yeah. When you're young, you think, I know everything. I got it all figured out. And then you realize you were a moron. You don't know nothing. So I forgot, but I finally remembered your exciting gift.
And Antoine doesn't even know.
I have no clue. I'm trying to look and I can't see it.
Antoine has no idea. Monica's going to like it. I think it's terrible. She'll enjoy it, though. And when I saw this thing, I thought, oh, my God, really? Fine. I will take this home and I will give it to Monica.
It's Adam Sandler. He's under the desk.
It is.
Hello!
Oh,
gosh.
There we go. Special gift from Monica Brooks. Good morning here on the K92 Morning Thang. The return of the K92 Secret Sound is 57 minutes away. That's exciting, but not nearly as exciting as... Monica Brooks' own fanny pack.
Oh, I got a fanny pack.
Fanny pack.
Oh, did you wear it?
My goodness.
Of course I didn't wear it.
Why not?
It's a purple vinyl fanny pack. I would never be caught dead in this thing. This is, and it's yours. It's not mine.
Oh, my gosh. That's, I got a fanny pack.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah, the beach house we stayed in was Better Beach Rentals and Sales, and they left this little gift bag of stuff. Including this pathetic purple fanny pack.
Fanny packs are in.
Oh, my goodness. You got a fanny pack.
Thank you.
There you go.
You got a fanny.
Woo. And, you know, just so you know, because there were a bunch of other people in this beach house. We're talking three different couples. So when we all saw that fanny pack, I had to fight no one to take it, okay? Because nobody else wanted it at all.
They just don't understand. Fanny packs are in.
I said, I'm going to take this fanny pack. And they said, really? I said, yeah, I'm going to give it to Monica. She likes fanny packs. And I said, really?
Really?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Hey, the fanny packs are in. I'm telling
you. Got you a fanny pack.
So there you go.
That was a must-have for Ava to start school. She must. She was like, I got to have a fanny pack.
Did she really say that or did you tell her
she
had
did.
To have it?
She said it. I'm like, oh, really?
So, what's the first thing you're going to put in your fanny pack?
My keys.
Okay.
Not her self-respect because she doesn't have any because she's got a purple fanny pack. So she's good to go.
Get rid of that. We need a fanny
really
pack.
Sound like Santa. But with a fanny.
Why did you ruin it?
There are middle school kids wearing fanny packs, really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I don't believe that for one second.
Other parents texting, you have middle schoolers and high schoolers. They have their fanny packs. I told you I went to the Pharrell concert and everyone had a fanny pack. Except for me. I left my fanny at home.
Now you do.
All right.
You have one.
There's high school kids wearing fanny packs right
yes.
now. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're a kid
Ava
that's wearing
it.
A fanny pack, go ahead. I want you to take a picture this morning. Okay?
Okay.
Take a picture of your fanny pack. Don't send it to me. I don't care. But save it. Save it so you can look back on it later to see how ridiculous you looked when you were a kid. And be like, oh, my God, look at me. Oh, and that hair. What was I thinking?
Everything comes back around.
Yeah, whatever. And then it goes back away again. 52353. What's in the diamond of the day next?
A chef. He quit his job. He quit his job to become what? To go into what field?
Okay. So we're going to find that out next. And then we got a ton of stuff jammed into today's show. People who love the backwards game. That is happening later this hour. So 6:40 on that. Then your first chance at the K92 Secret Sound. $5,000 in your pocket. If you can tell me what the sound is, which is this thing. And that is First Team Nissan New River Valley, First Team Nissan Veronica, and K92. And then a brand new birthday scam, free nude model, all in the next hour here on The Thing. Hey! He quit his job chefing. Why?
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Actually, I should say she, April.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Ooh.
She quit her job chefing.
Yeah, 35-year-old April Smith of Illinois. She said, I'm going to quit. I'm done. I'm done being a chef. I want to take up a new career.
Okay.
As a dumpster diver.
Okay.
Dumpster diver.
So she would crawl into dumpsters, go through other people's trash, find things, and sell them. She made $16,000 in 6 months.
In six? Okay.
Wow.
Well, I was in 6 months? Wait a minute. That's really not enough for an entire year's
salary.
No, but
that got her going. To the point that got her started to say, okay, I can make a career out of this.
So that was when the dumpster was her side hustle.
Yeah, because
understood. So she was crawling in people's dumpsters in her free time.
But she said that her first dive, she was nervous about it because she's like, I'm jumping into someone's trash. You know, I'm going through their trash. I don't know if that's even really legal.
Legal.
I don't know.
I don't think it's your trash. Not personal trash. Yeah. It's not legal.
Is it, or is there a gray area?
I don't know what the law is on that.
It's been disposed of, especially, you think about, let's say you're in a bigger city.
Uh-huh.
And it's thrown into a dumpster. We're at an actual dumpster. I don't know.
If it's on public property where the dumpster's located.
So if the dumpster's in the middle of the road, you're allowed to climb it all you want.
Even though it's you have your personal documents and stuff like that.
I'm sure there's gray area and there's argument on both sides. Sure.
Well, she hops in a trash can. She said her first dive, she found $1,000 worth of makeup that she was able to, resell. I don't know how you.
What's $1,000 worth of makeup? And furthermore, how you sell used makeup?
Unless someone just tossed out old, they figured it was expired, and I haven't used it.
You can repackage the makeup like it's a smaller amount than what you normally buy.
Even then, I would be like kind of sketched out about that, you know. But she said that
it
was worth giving up.
And so this is her new career now.
Mm-hmm, a dumpster diver. But people that do the couponing, they would jump in a dumpster.
I mean, I've got friends that it's not their main hustle, but they would like it to be at some point, is the whole reselling and consignment and stuff, and that's dumpster diving, basically.
Yeah, didn't you talk about Amazon when they made a mistake and people jumped on the mistake and they sold the cameras or something like that?
Yeah, for
wasn't
Prime
it?
Day.
Yeah, there was an error on Prime Day and this super expensive camera equipment. Let's say it was $9,000 value and they were selling it for $200. Of course, people were buying that and reselling it, but they didn't have to climb into a dumpster for it.
Right.
I would be interested, 52353, you can text in if you made a drastic career change. Mm-hmm. I'm very fascinated by that. Because we were joking last week and how I got no support from my wife when I said I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to become a butcher.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, that is a drastic career change. But as I thought about it, I thought, how do I can't do that. Like, how can I even do that? How do people do that? Mm-hmm. So I would love to hear that. I know they do.
They text, so text in.
How do you do that, man? 52353, and you can try to convince me that fanny pack's cool all you want by angle. Monica Brooks made the environment a promise, and she has already broken that promise.
Tisk, tisk.
Yep. Mm-mm-mm. Show within the show. We will explore next. The backwards game, 6:40 here on the K92 Morning Thing. Then $5,000 in the secret sound. You're going to be very disappointed in Monica right now. And she let us know. You made a promise to the environment.
I did.
And then you have not made good on that promise. Yet. But we'll see. We're going to check back in. I just gave Monica a brand new fanny pack that I acquired, of course, for free because I would never pay for a fanny pack.
stylish fannies out there.
Well, she claims everybody at the Pharrell concert had a fanny pack. Text 52353. Everybody had fanny packs at the Pharrell concert because they were handing out the fanny packs at the Pharrell concert.
Oh, you stop it.
That's funny.
That was
funny.
Yeah.
There were stylish fannies out there.
For free, of course. We were talking about drastic career changes, and people are texting in. It's so interesting when you just completely flip the script on your life. And I got a ton of respect for you. I can't seem to figure it out.
Oh, that's, I mean, it's,
I mean, I like it here too. It's fine. I
imagine it's scary though.
Very.
That's a jump. That's a leap of faith right there.
And it's just, I mean, you got money in the tank or what is it? But this person, director of social media marketing for a multi-million-dollar company, and now I'm an equestrian coach for a college.
Okay.
That's horsies.
Yes, riding horses.
Person was a manager at a casino in California, moved here, and started driving a garbage truck.
There you go.
That's definitely
a difference. That's a change.
Yeah.
This person, my mom left her job as the head of customer service for an online company and now runs a dog kennel.
Wow.
So props to y'all.
Yeah. Because that's, I mean, that's a leap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess Antoine.
I did it.
You were director at, what was your position at Brackett Blue Ridge Autism Achievement Center?
Senior lead.
Okay. Senior lead.
Yes.
Working with autistic children. And then this.
Yeah. It was a leap. I'm still nervous every day. I'm still uncomfortable every day.
It's like I am questioning my decisions
back to the kids.
Every single day. Monica, your promise to the environment was that you would start drinking filtered water.
Yes.
You would drink less water bottles. And then you admit to us yesterday in the confessional, you ain't becoming good on that promise.
But I still sneak and buy bottles of water.
Now you're sneaking around.
Like
you're not.
Morning.
Why aren't you using the filter?
Hold on. You bought that bottle this morning.
I sure did.
You bought it this morning.
I sure did.
So you left your house with the environmentally friendly, deliciously filtered water, and you went and you purchased.
But with this purchase, I'm helping children get clean water.
When
it says it on the bottle.
When I pointed out that you had that water bottle, I was like, that water bottle looks so frosted. It looks so fresh.
Yeah.
You did.
Fresh
say that.
And new.
That's what y'all busted me out this morning.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
So today,
hear my case.
Oh, here
Wait
we
a
go.
Minute! I can't see it from me. I couldn't even see.
Guilty.
Oh,
I don't need.
Goodness.
I don't need.
Hear
my need
case.
A case. Clonk, clonk.
Because
Where's my clonk?
Yesterday, clonk? I get home and I did enjoy filtered water. Mm-hmm. Very refreshing. Very cold.
All right.
Very clean. It felt good. I'm like, okay. But this morning, I go to the gym, and when I'm leaving the house, I realize I don't have time to. Fill up my water bottle. I need to go.
You don't have time.
I don't have time. I don't have time to fill it up.
You don't have time.
I didn't have time.
Six seconds.
Was like, no, I didn't have the time. I needed to go.
Okay.
So I go to the gym. I work out without water. I drink from the water fountain while at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But when I hop in the car, I am really thirsty. I'm parched.
Yeah.
So I had no choice but to go get coffee and save the children.
Guilty. No, you had no
children.
Choice. You were driving here where we have, I don't know, filtered water.
Filtered water.
Filtered water. Where is
in
it?
In the refrigerator.
Out in the refrigerator.
There's a filter in the refrigerator.
I never knew.
Yeah. Yes,
but
you
now
have.
That I know.
You did. Guilty.
And I'd like to point out, she doesn't have enough time to fill up a regular water bottle. I fill up this monstrosity every morning, so you have time.
I had to.
Yep.
I had to
get the chair. You're going to the chair.
Oh, no.
Guilty. Here on the thing. $5,000 in the secret town. Backwards game is on the way. It's... Right now, an unorthodox way to actually get your kids to eat more vegetables, and this comes from science, so you know it's smart and real and stuff. After that, we have the backwards game, the new Thursday tradition around here. So there'll be a phrase, and then I'm going to flip it backwards. So here's the example. This is the first thing that we're going to be doing. This will be round one is this. Post Malone. Post Malone.
Right.
Rapper, artist, whatever you want to call him. So then you flip it backwards. This is what it sounds like. So Monica and Antoine will try to say it backwards.
Okay.
So this is what I do when I tried to say it backwards. So I tried to do it there. And then when you flip it back around, you get Post Malone. I thought it was
not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all. So what will they do? Something tells me it will be bad at all, but that'll be good. We like that. The backwards game is 8 minutes away. Vegetables now.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Getting kids to eat vegetables is a chore.
Mm-hmm.
Really, getting Antoine to eat vegetables is somewhat of a chore.
It's not
also.
The easiest thing in life.
Where are your kids on the eating food scale right now, Aunt Monica?
Well, Hendrix is great with it.
He's
four. Yeah, he eats pretty much anything. Beets, it could be, different cheeses and stuff. Like, he likes all food.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Ava, she's a little picky, but she,
Okay. So yours are the opposite of mine. My older one, Isabella, she will eat just about any vegetable. She eats feta cheese. I mean, she has a very sophisticated palate. It is... I would say 10 times as sophisticated as Antoine's palate. I mean, that is
correct.
A fact.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Not an insult, statement of fact right there. My son, on the other hand, he's a little more of a challenge. And I can get broccoli. I was like the only one he'll eat. But at least he eats one of them. How to get your kids to eat more vegetables according to science? Because a lot of times what you try to do is you put one vegetable on their plate. Like one bean. But like, look, just eat this one bean. That is actually the wrong way to do it. What you're supposed to do, an all-out vegetable overload.
All veggies.
and not just that give them that and that's the only thing they get to eat. But the strategy says that if you overwhelm them with vegetables, so you put multiple vegetables on their plate, different kinds in a big pile of them, they found that the kids with lots of vegetables on their plate ended up eating twice as much as the other kids.
So they had options. They could just, you know, pick over there. Yeah. I like that. Oh, I don't like that too much, but I'll eat more of the other.
I find a lot of times with kids, because it's all a mind game of getting them to eat food. This is just, it's a battle. They're just battling for control with you. Is no matter how much food you give them, and my son will do this, he always bargains to eat less than what you give him.
Right.
So if I give him 2 pieces of broccoli, he goes, well, can I just eat one? But if I give him 7 pieces of broccoli, but can I just eat 3?
Yeah.
You see, it's a mind game.
Negotiating over there.
So you got to, it's a hostage negotiation all the time. The hostage is the vegetable, and the vegetable wants to be freed and be eaten. 4 reasons why you or your kids don't like vegetables. The first one, it's genetic in some people.
I kind of believe that.
You think so?
Because I grew up, I would eat as a little kid, like liver and onions. I love stuff like that.
Liver and onions.
I love that. And and Hendrix, he would eat it. Squash and stuff like that. He loves that stuff.
Wow. Well, good morning to our 100-year-old listeners.
Liver and onions.
And onions is delicious.
But I was a kid. I was like little, you know, 3 or 4, and I enjoyed it.
So you have a subconscious aversion to them is another one. Psychological factors can influence the food you like and dislike. So, and this makes sense. If you were forced to eat something as a kid, you don't really have a positive association with it.
Once you're able to make that choice, you're like, I'm not going to eat that.
Yeah.
It made me eat that.
It's why you can't be so strict with kids. I'm sorry. When I have parents and I talk to them, they try to like shield their children from all things. You know, all this content. I can't listen to your show because you said the word beer one time. Well, guess what? They're going to be funneling at a frat party when they're in college if you do that. I'm serious. Your kids are more likely to eat vegetables if you do.
Yeah.
Which Monica always yells at her husband about because
eat something green.
Because he goes, ew, gross. Like, can't do that in front of the kids.
No, you can't.
Stop it.
You're like, ew.
And you can train yourself to eat more vegetables. Research shows people ate more vegetables when they were labeled with descriptions that didn't mention health. So when green beans were described as sweet sizzling green beans, 25%. Like, yes. Oh, listen to Andrew.
I want to try it now.
Uh-huh. I'm like, yo,
sweet. Is there some sriracha sauce?
Yeah.
It's all a mind game, baby. Backwards game. We're going to flip it around. We're going to talk all backwards.
New Orleans.
And then you flip it around the other way.
Oh, Malone.
That is next for fabulous prizes here on the K92 Morning Thang. And then $5,000 in the secret town sound. First Team Nissan, New River Valley. First Team Nissan, Roanoke. And K92 right at 7 o'clock. That is your next 20 minutes here on the thing. You know, the nerve of this guy where I offer my services for free as a nude model and he says no thank you in the birthday scam that's brand new at 7:10.
I'll tell you what, I'll come over and I will pose nude and you can draw me. It will be very classy.
No thank you. Nobody here wants to see you naked.
Aww. You're at your studio right now, correct?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. So am I. Take a look out your window. I'll be the nude man waving at you.
What? You better not be.
Oh, but I am. Birthday scam. 7:10 here on the thing.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thang.
So I give Monica and Antoine a phrase, and then we make it go backwards with the magical equipment here. And then they try to talk backwards. I flip them back around, and we listen to what it sounds like. It's an odd description, but trust me, it's great when it happens.
It works.
David, good morning, David.
Morning, how's it going?
Doing all right. Yeah, you know, it's one of those games where it's actually easier when you listen to it as opposed to when you listen to the description of it.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
David, who would you like to team up with here in the backwards game? Would you like Antoine or Monica to play for you?
I'm going to go with Antoine.
Okay.
All right.
David and Antoine will be team number one. And that means Preston. Good morning, Preston. Sorry, my button didn't fire. There we go. Preston, are you there now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Preston, it's you and Monica, okay?
Okay.
All right. Monica and Preston. All right. David and Antoine. So, it's 3 rounds. I decide who does the best with the flipping it around and being all backwards and everything. So, there is a phrase. Round one's phrase is this.
Post Malone.
Post Malone. And then we just flip it around, and Antoine has to say it backwards, and I flip him around, and we decide who sounds the best. So, are you ready, Antoine?
This is the only issue of going with being picked first. I have to go first.
Yes, you do. You have to go first here in the game.
I'm ready.
So, I get Post Malone. So, now we flip Post Malone backwards, and we get this.
Okay,
so Antoine is going to say that. I'll play it again for him. Here we go.
All
right. Nualam, stop.
Okay. Stop. Stop.
Stop.
New Orleans, stop.
Stop, y'all.
Okay, so now I take his thing here, and we go ahead, and let me turn this on. Okay, so there's this.
New Orleans, stop.
Okay.
Stop, New Orleans. Stop. How you doing?
Okay, we take our effect. We reverse it around. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear if this sounds like Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Not bad. Ooh.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Not Ooh. Bad at all. Okay. Monica okay. Brooks, it is now your turn here in round one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, here it is. Let's see. Okay, one more time. Okay. Monica Brooks, we save it. We play it. There it is. Let's flip it around. Let's see what you sound like here now. Here we go.
Post Malone.
Ooh, that one's pretty good, too.
I feel like I have a better post, though.
Let me listen. I'm going back to Antoine's.
Post Malone.
You actually have a much worse post.
Yeah, you
do. You have a great Malone.
Uh-huh. Post Malone.
Point Monica. That was a point for Monica right there.
I request that you don't play the first one the correct way, because Monica might not have done this.
Huh?
But you could take hints from how I said it to say yours.
I see.
And like, then, his Malone sounded pretty good, so let me say that to same and switch it.
And you know, it's,
you might not have done it.
We haven't. We've only played this a couple times, so we didn't play it last week. I forget. So did I do it that way before?
Yeah, we both say it, and then you play both of ours at the same time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. See, I knew it sounded different for some reason. Okay. Fine.
But I go first this time, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Oh, so Monica, well, now
I go first.
I
should have
kept
off.
It to myself.
Okay. Here we go. Let's go ahead with round two of the backwards game. Here it is. I love pizza.
Ooh, it's a sentence.
I love pizza. Mm-hmm. Okay. I love pizza. So now we'll flip it around. Here we go.
Hustivalia.
Play it again.
Hustivalia.
Post me in lives now.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That's going to be something worth listening to right there.
I like how you say it, and then you take a step away from the microphone, like, boom.
Okay. So now we'll go ahead. It's a mic drop is what it is. She's very proud of herself. Okay, Antoine, now it is your turn to say I love pizza backwards. Here it is.
Hustivalia.
One more time.
Hustivalia.
Hustivalia.
Okay. Go ahead.
What'd
you say? Shaman? Yeah.
Shaman.
Hyena, Hosta Bola, Post Malone.
Okay. So, Monica Brooks, here's yours.
Post me in lives now.
Okay. Let me go ahead and flip it around. What does it sound like now?
Why is my name so...
Wait a minute. Which was that diagonal?
I heard pizza.
Did you flip it diagonal?
Oh, yeah, flip it diagonal. Let me check. No,
you heard the Isa?
Wow.
At the end?
Why does it sound like you have a hairball at the beginning?
I heard the pizza at the end. Isa? It said Isa. Why is my name so?
Pizza. I like how you talked over the end.
Like, hey, Monica, do you love pizza?
Why is my
name?
If I sound like that, take me to the hospital.
Okay. All right, Antoine saying, I love pizza backwards. Here we go.
Hustivalia.
All right, let me select that one. Let me reverse it around. Here we go.
My love pizza.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Hands down.
I heard a little bit of it.
Hands down.
It was close.
Oh, yeah.
It was a close one.
So it was close because we both talked. I think you talked.
Let me just remind you.
Why is my name so?
I'm Swan Linso.
And that's in forward.
I know, and I flip around the other. I'm gonna lose if I don't save this file right now, guys. I'm not gonna remember which direction is which. I won't know. All right, we are all tied up. Third and final round now on the K92 Morning Thing. Backwards game. K92 Secret Sound. $5,000 is 10 minutes away. Great. Okay, here we go. Antoine, you go first in this round.
Okay.
The phrase is football. It's the return of the football season.
Football.
Let's flip football around.
Oh, noof.
One more time.
Oh, noof.
Oh, noof.
Okay. Stop that file. Delete all the garbage and start a new file for Monica Brooks,
who will also say football backwards. Here we go.
Hall Noof. Hall Noof.
Hard Noof.
That's a hard noof.
A hard noof right there.
That's a hard noof.
Okay.
There's Monica's. Do that there. Number six. Okay. Antoine. Saying football backwards is?
Hall Noof.
Okay. A very sweet sound.
I know, it's very gentle.
It is.
It's
all enough.
I'm going to flip it the other. It's going to be
football. It's so cute. All right, flipping it around. Here we go.
Funnel.
A funnel.
A funnel.
Crap.
Oh, no.
Crap.
All right, well, this is Monica's.
Oh, no.
I'm not super confident
with
in Monica's.
With that noof.
That noof.
Oh, no.
I feel like we're going to get fun ball or something. Okay, flipping it around. What do we got? Flip it and reverse it.
Fundal.
Fundal.
Closer, though.
Let me go to Monica's. Let me go back to Antoine's here.
Funnel.
Funnel.
At least I had the foot for like
it's
football.
A funnel.
Let's see.
Fundal.
Oh, jeez.
Fundal.
Funnel.
Antoine. Let me tell you right now.
Antoine.
I hear the all.
Antoine.
Ball. I'm still spiteful about last week's fat chance. Monica wins.
Monica won. There it is.
Yeah,
that'll teach you. You know what? I'll give a prize to both people, but it goes down in the record books as a loss for Antoine. Oh, thank you very much.
Fun-nol.
She should have lost when she said, I love pizza.
I don't know. That was the win right there. Monica Brooks saying, I love pizza. Here it is.
Why is my name so? I heard it.
Like there's a person in our pizza place having a stroke. We need to call 911 right now. Congratulations to both players. We'll go ahead and give you. But congratulations, Monica Brooks.
Thank you.
Big winner, backwards game. Taco Tuesday went to the courts. We have an update on that.
Ooh.
Also, the White Claw shortage just got shortagier thanks to one fraternity in Texas. That is coming up in the trending, as well as the $5,000 secret sound, which is next here on The Thang.
Coming up next on...
Your chance at $5,000 is 3 minutes away.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
LeBron James tried because he thinks he's just the smartest person in the world.
He's up there.
No one can stop him. Billionaire businessman. And he thinks that he can trademark the phrase
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, well, here's your update. Nope, sorry.
He tried.
Nope.
What? Yeah. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office said, out you go, LeBron. You don't get to trademark
that.
He
said that. It's not fair.
That's unfair.
Why?
Why not?
Because I don't know why you're rooting for him, because if he trademarks it, then he's going to start making you pay every time you say something like Taco Tuesday.
True.
I could go without saying it.
You're the worst.
This
is why
Hope,
I chose you
had,
to lose.
That's hot. Or whatever. Yeah. She had that trademarked. Yep.
Now, there's twofold on this one, because they are saying the review says it's commonplace message. So you can't do it.
Okay.
It's like saying I hate Mondays. Like, it's just everyone says that thing. Also, we already said that Taco John's has a trademark on Taco Tuesday that they try to enforce, which, again, they're not going to be able to anymore either. So out you go. Also, the Ohio State University tried to trademark the.
I heard that this morning.
Yeah.
Nope.
That one got shot down as well.
Oh,
yeah,
what?
The word the.
Because you can't do that.
Because when you announce that you go to that school, you say, I go to the
Ohio State University.
Yeah.
Yeah. How pretentious is that, you know?
They tried. That's funny. It's funny that they tried.
Worth a shot.
Yeah.
We gotta work on the K92 morning thing at the K92. Secret sound on the way. So, yep, neither of those passed. Out to go.
Number two,
they want to give people updates because I know a lot of people who listen to the show, not a lot, but there are certainly a fair amount who vape.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the government is going to ban all flavored vaping products next month. They're shutting the whole thing down. Because there's 450 possible cases of lung illness associated with e-cigarettes. Six people at least have died, and they don't even know exactly why, but they think it's some sort of ingredient in vapes, specifically flavored vapes, which I know a lot of people want that. It's their alternative to smoking.
Yeah, I have a cousin who she's decided that she's not going to do it, but she says how addictive it became that she was doing it every single day, but she hasn't done it in months now. So
yeah, and it's so new, we know very little about it. And people saying, oh, it's a healthier alternative to cigarettes.
We're learning things now.
Yeah, well, it may not be. So they are taking steps. So just a heads up there.
Number one.
Also, an update on the nationwide White Claw shortage.
Yeah, what's happening?
That hard alcohol seltzer that's flavored.
Now, you were the one that first introduced that, the White Claw, to
me.
Yeah, I had never tried it. I didn't even know what you were talking
about. I'd never heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm very ahead of the trends and what's going on. Actually, I'm not a huge fan of it, but I have like fishing buddies. These are men. Yeah. These are Southern country boys. They want cases upon cases of White Claw on the boat, and I'm thinking, what is going on
here? I've tried it, and I think it's pretty good.
Well, everybody was trying it this summer, so there is a shortage, and there's a fraternity in Austin, Texas that is not helping because it went viral yesterday. They bought $7,000 worth of White Claw.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So now they're hoarding all the White Claw. 3 pallets worth.
Ugh.
So if you're you're planning a trip to Austin, all of the White Claw is at this one frat house. And again, the White Claw people claim they're working as hard as they can to put out more.
Mm-hmm.
But allegedly, we all ask the question, where's my Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Yep, uh-huh. Yeah,
they're working real hard on that one, too.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Zach, I want you to call my husband Andrew with a birthday scam. He runs an art studio where people come and take art lessons and they learn how to draw and sculpt and stuff like that. He's a great guy and I think he'd be a perfect person to call and mess with. What do you think? I think yes. So we're going to call right now with the free nude model birthday scam on the K92 Morning Thing.
Hello, studio. This is Andrew.
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. I have a question.
Okay.
You do art classes, yes, like painting classes?
Yes. We have pottery, ceramic classes, painting classes.
Yes, painting classes, exactly. That's what I wanted to ask about, is the painting classes.
Okay, great. We have separate classes using acrylic paint. We do oils and watercolors.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. I'm less interested in what kind of paint you use. I'm more wondering about the subjects you paint.
All kinds. We've got classes that focus on nature and wildlife, still life, portrait painting.
Okay. How about painting the human form, the body?
Yes, we do cover that too. Is that something you're interested in learning how to paint?
Actually, I'm looking for work as a model.
Okay. Well, we don't usually use live human models. If our teacher wants a student to draw a face or a hand, we just sketch from pictures.
Yes, well, I'm calling all the art schools offering my services to then instead have a live human model.
Okay. I'm not sure that we have a use for that.
I think I'd be very good, actually.
You think?
Yes.
This isn't something you've done before?
Well, not professionally, but I've done it at home.
You've posed at home.
Yes, I pose in front of my mirror at home, and I think it looks pretty good, and your art students could draw me, yes?
No, sorry. I'm sorry. I guess not something that we do here. We don't really have the budget for live models.
Oh, that is not a concern at all. I would totally do it for free. I just think the naked human form is quite beautiful.
I didn't know you were talking about being naked.
But of course, I've seen it in the movies and things. There's an art class in a circle, and I'm in the middle, sitting on a stool or something, posing nude for them to draw me. It's like Titanic. Draw me, Jack.
No, I don't think we would be interested in that.
It's very classy.
Thank you.
All the great artists draw nudes. Boudin, Garon, Vadouvin.
Okay, well, we don't really have a place for something like that, but thank you.
I would be happy to audition. Are you an artist?
I am.
Yes, well then there you go.
But we're not interested.
I'll tell you what. I'll come over and I will pose nude and you can draw me. It will be very classy.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you. No, thank you. Nobody here wants to see you naked.
Andrew.
That's fine.
I'm nude right now.
So, I'm sorry, but we're not interested.
All of the finest artists do this, Andrew. Guterhoin, Deromois. Are you a real artist or what?
Sir, I'm unfamiliar with the names that you're saying. They don't even sound like real people.
I tell you what. You're at your studio right now, correct?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. So am I. Take a look out your window. I'll be the nude man waving at you.
Yes. What? You better not be.
Hello, Andrew. I'm waving, and yet I'm not moving my hands.
What the hell's going on here? Hello?
Hi, it's a birthday scam. It's Zach from K92. Hi!
Birthday scam?
Oh, you're fun. I like you. You're on the radio right now, Andrew. Hi.
So you're not...
No, and I'm not at your house. I am at my work, and I have pants on. This is from your wife, Beth, and this is a birthday gift for you. It's a little phone scam. Hi, happy birthday.
Oh, my God. I was trying so hard to be polite.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam. K92 Morning Things. Ghost Hunters.
Left out in the cold. Or even left inside in the heat. It doesn't matter. Just left. We say good morning to Cheyenne. Hello, Cheyenne.
Hi.
So you were ghosted.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm kind of upset, honestly. I worked with this guy. We were kind of friends for a while, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We worked together for quite a while, actually. He was kind of a big deal in my life, and then we started dating because we'd always flirted.
Uh-huh.
Went on, like, 4 dates. And then, you know, I just never heard from him again, but it's, like, more than that because he had to quit his job to ghost me because we're, like, coworkers, you know?
So, oh, wow. Just so I'm clear, you guys worked together for quite some time. And was always very flirty. That happens a lot of times. And then the next thing you know, you go out on several dates, 4 to be exact.
Yeah.
And not only does
he
doesn't contact you, he quit at work also.
Yeah, Which, let me tell you what, like, not only am I kind of over here with a broken heart, but everyone at work is, like, mad at me because they love this guy. I thought he was a good guy.
Is he alive? Do we know that?
I don't know. I would hope so.
I'm assuming he is because he's going to come on with us. And so, Monica, is he alive?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that would be an interesting twist in Ghost Hunters if we had an actual ghost on here. All right. So now you're at work. That's a tense situation. And you don't know what happened at all?
No. I thought everything was great. And then just poof, gone.
Gone. Nothing at all. But he...
Honestly, I've spent... Quite a lot of time now. Like, I mean, first I've invested in him, and now I've spent a bit of time trying to figure out where I went wrong, and I'm just at a loss.
Yeah. I gotta be honest, I've invested all of a minute and a half in this story, and I'm already very interested.
I'm very intrigued. I
like, how, Antoine? What happened?
He uprooted life and everything.
Quit his job? Maybe he goes to the job, and she was just fallout from that? I don't know, man. 4 dates, too.
Well, he agreed to... talk with us.
Okay.
Speak with us.
All right. So he's going to come on with us.
Yep.
Not her?
Okay. No.
Okay. So Cheyenne, he's agreed to come on with us. We will let you stay on hold. You'll get to hear the whole thing, and then we'll bring you back for your reaction. So you'll get your answers, but he's only going to talk to us, okay?
I mean, I guess it's better than nothing.
It is that or nothing. That's really the option here. What happened? What went down? Where did he go? Nathan. He's alive, right?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to talk to a living human, Nathan, to find out. Ghost Hunters, we get the answers next.
The K92 Morning Things. Ghost Hunters.
What happened here?
So
we need answers?
I want to know. I need an answer.
This is very intriguing because Cheyenne goes out with Nathan. They've known each other for quite some time at work. Friends, flirty, that whole thing happens all the time. Then they start dating and it's not quite the same magic. But very rarely does it end up where somebody ghosts the girl and the entire job.
Just gone.
He quit. So Nathan has agreed to come on with us, but only us. So
yes.
Cheyenne is on hold, and she'll hear what happened, and we'll get her reaction. Mm-hmm. But we say good morning to Nathan. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, guys.
Nathan, for the love, what happened?
Dude, so pretty big thing. I'm wondering if Cheyenne told y'all. Did she give you, like, any good details?
The details I know are that you were friends at work, co-workers. You went on 4 dates, and then, in her words, poof, you were gone, and you quit.
Did she tell you that she was pregnant?
Nope.
She did not.
That would be a no on that one.
We didn't get that information.
Okay.
Yeah, she's pregnant, and I know for a fact, like, the baby's not mine.
And how do you know that?
Well, because... we made out a bunch, but we never went all the way. So
okay.
It's definitely not mine, thank goodness.
So she is pregnant, and you know this how?
Yeah. Well, she left one of those pregnancy test things out on her dresser. And I was like, oh, man, is this going to be like a line, two lines? It just said yes. So she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm. That is a lot to process.
Yeah.
Now you swear you had no involvement in that
nope.
way.
No.
But that was enough for,
no
okay.
Way, it's mine.
All right, now I understand that, and I believe you on that, but that was enough to ghost and quit your job all at once?
Well, she was just being so weird. It felt like she was trying to like lock me down and make me think I was the dad or something. I don't know, that's something like you should like tell someone that you're dating or you're going on some dates with.
Okay. Now, if the stick was just there, then I guess she just found out.
Yeah.
So maybe she was trying to process all of this as well.
Yeah, I mean...
But who leaves those
out? I was asking her about it, and like she just started crying, saying that she had like a one-night stand. So I left. I got out of there. I quit my server job, and I got another one.
Okay, so you did say something to her?
Yeah, of course I did.
Okay. And it got real ugly to the point that you felt like you were going to somehow be drawn into all of this.
Yeah, it seemed like this big old mess that she's got to figure some stuff out because she's trying to get everyone else into like her chaos, and I can't be a part of that.
And you didn't want to be a part of that so much so that you said, you know what, I don't really even care about this job that much. I am cutting the cord on all of it.
So you feel like she's trying to set you up.
Yeah, she was absolutely trying to set me up.
You know, I will be honest. I had a time earlier in my life, I had a friend who confessed her love to me, and I knew that it was going to be very, very messy. And I had come to the conclusion that I had to move. I had
you
to
moved
move
away.
I moved to Ohio.
I will see, so Nathan
I did,
move.
But I moved.
And Nathan, you know, he said that he doesn't want to be involved in a mess, and he feels like she's trying to pull him into the mess. So I don't blame Nathan for leaving a job either.
Yeah.
Because while you may not be intimately involved, that mess is still there.
It is there.
Okay.
Well.
So, yeah, that it actually makes some sense and is all just is very weird.
Mm-hmm.
Very unusual. So, but you're happy with where you are right now, Nathan?
Yeah, I'm good. I got out of there. I saw those red flags and I said bye.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you sharing those details with us because those are very personal details for everybody involved. So we wish you all the best and thank you for coming on with us, Nathan.
All right. Sweet. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we got to get reaction from Cheyenne, but I need a minute. So, okay, so give me 3 minutes and we will get her back on because she did not mention that. She didn't mention that, right? I feel like
I think we would remember.
Okay.
You asked a question.
All right.
She didn't say that.
Let's find out next.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
I would say so. A little bit of a twist.
K92 morning, thanks. Ghost Hunters.
Cheyenne gets ghosts. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of left out one major detail, though.
One little part of the story.
The pregnancy. And she heard what Nathan had to say about the whole thing. And we are now bringing her back. Hello, Cheyenne.
Hi.
So
Nathan is such a freaking ass.
But he said he felt like there was pressure. There was stuff being put on him.
Being put on him, like he literally found the pregnancy test on my dresser. Like I didn't even bring it up to him. Like,
why would you leave it though?
I don't know. I was kind of in shock. It wasn't like planned, obviously. Like, I'm sorry. I'm upset right now. And I'm just, I don't know. Like even if Nathan and I didn't end up together, I thought we had like a friendship and then he just, like my chaos.
It's one of those things. I don't want to give.
People get pregnant all the time. It's not like I'm underage or something.
True.
Like, I
don't want to give a negative sort of vibe to that because there's a life involved there.
Right.
Though I can see it from his point of view of this is a lot.
And he's not ready to jump into that.
Right. And it sounds
position.
Like I mean what you
who
said.
Acts like that. Like I mean he sent me a text that said congrats. I thought he was upset about something else because I mean
yeah.
I don't know, it just seemed nice and he just disappears and
would freak somebody out and I guess also what he was probably seeing is this relationship it was going somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean y'all had four what sounded like successful dates and that to me is there's kind of the next step.
Yeah.
And then he thinks
I'd
oh
be
my.
Prepared to be a dad.
It's more than just dating.
Yeah.
It's fatherhood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that can cause someone to freak out.
Like, I'm just saying, like, I'm going to be a mom regardless of it just disappear. Like, it's some kind of, like, horrible thing. It's just hitting me like a ton of bricks right now. And
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I have my answer, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Well, I mean, I do appreciate you coming on with us. She's gone.
Yeah.
She's out.
That was rough.
That is rough.
But I can see both sides.
Yeah.
I can't see her side.
Yeah. When she started talking. Yeah. He's a friend to her.
She valued that friendship. He left her at a time that she needed it, but that is a lot of pressure. If you have had four dates, it is going down that road. Mm-hmm. And now you think this is going to be extreme. Yeah. And they are not exactly the same. But when I had a friend of mine who she was a very, very good friend of mine, and mm-hmm. she sort of expressed to me, I have feelings for you. And I knew part of the problem that caused me to freak out was that I knew that if we went out, even on one date, we were going from zero to together forever and in love immediately because there was no finding out period. We already knew each other for many years, and I knew where her feelings were. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of pressure to sort of be all or nothing right there. And I did kind of freak out a little bit.
Yeah, but Cheyenne and Nathan had that friendship beforehand. I understand that.
I'm not saying it's right. And I don't think there really isn't a right or wrong on this one. It's just kind of, it's messy.
It is messy.
And, you know, we can only hope, and we're going to reach back out to Cheyenne and just make sure that she's okay and smooth everything over. And I'm sure we can do that. And it's just, it's mm-hmm. a very emotional time to be in. But this is just a mess. A hot mess right there. And you want to be a good friend and you want to be there for somebody. And that I understand. And he kind of left her in that position. But I also understand both sides.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do appreciate everybody sharing the details of it. And if you would like to be on a future Ghost Hunters.
Hey.
I mean, do you want to give us the details ahead of time too? That is also very helpful. Hit us up here on the K92 Morning Thing. I do believe this is one of the cracks in the foundation. Kim and Kanye, there's a crack in the basement.
WXLKHD.
Roanoke.
The K92 Morning Thing. K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
So, Kelly Clarkson, she has a show.
She does.
Congrats to her.
Yes, I heard about this.
Antoine heard about it 20 minutes ago.
20 minutes today.
NBC, they have the Kelly Clarkson show.
I love Monica says, well, how long has she been doing the show?
It just started Monday.
3 days. 3 days. How long she's been doing
the
show.
Yeah, but that's pretty good. So, she decided to perform some and do some little Lady Gaga.
Yeah, so what she's doing, one of the things on the show, because, you know, she can sing and stuff.
Oh, she can sing her tell-all.
Her tell-all. It's very amazing. I can't believe it. She's so great. Kelly Clarkson, I love her.
She does this thing called Kelly-oke, where people in the audience request a song for her to sing, and then she'll sing it. So she did some Lady Gaga on the show.
I want your drama, the touch of your head.
That's Monica. That's it.
You want me to sing with you?
Yeah, please.
I want your love.
Cool. She'll have guests on and other stuff.
Is she pining for another music contract? Is that what this segment is?
I don't think so.
For her to get another check?
I don't think so at all.
I think it's actually the exact opposite, Antoine, where she's saying, I want to sit on this couch occasionally.
Sing a little bit like this!
And not have to go through the rigmarole of the music
maybe
industry.
Maybe she can have Rachel Ray do a little cooking. You know, they can shows
singing?
Combined.
Rachel Ray!
And then I'll sing for
And then Monica will be there. It'll be the all-throaty edition of Daytime Talk.
Kanye West, what are you over there doing buying property?
Telling you, this is the start right here. It's the crack in the foundation.
You think so?
I do.
But it's Kanye, and he's very unique.
Exactly.
You know, and she knows that. That's her husband. And they actually, I see them lasting.
Okay.
I do. I don't know. I feel like she's stuck by him through some, you know, heart issues.
I do believe she is someone that is so into image and what she looks like to everybody else. So I could see, even if it wasn't perfect. But I don't know. When you have life goals and they don't match up as a couple, that can be an issue as the years go by.
It can, but so I think she's there.
Kim is talking about because they own all this property now in Wyoming.
We love Wyoming.
Okay.
It's always been such an amazing place. My husband did just buy a ranch there. His dream and his vision is to move there. I love L.A. So I envision summers. I envision some weekends. But we love it.
And you know how much he spent on it?
I have no idea.
$14 million.
Well, there we go.
So that's a big expense. I think you ask for your wife's opinion, at least, about the property. She likes it.
But it's his dream to live there on the ranch. Live, not visit occasional weekends during the fall.
Kim is not staying at the ranch. I'm going to tell
you
that right
no
now.
Way.
There's no way. I'm looking at the ranch.
She'll be pioneer
Wyoming,
woman.
We should love it.
Is there Wi-Fi in Wyoming?
They don't have Wi-Fi.
I don't know if there is.
It's what you do is you put internet on the back of a horse, and the horse runs around. It's high-fi.
It's just a bunch of land. And so Post Malone, he has a home in Utah now.
No, no, Monica, his name is not Post Malone.
It's not?
If you listen to the backwards game earlier, there's
Post Malone. Post Malone.
If you miss Monica trying to say "I love pizza" backwards earlier, it was spectacular. I already put it up on the podcast, so if you want to hear it, go to our podcast, iTunes, Spotify, the K92 Radio app. It's as clear as a very foggy day. Very, very. But tell me,
Post Malone, he has his new home.
Post Malone.
Yeah, $3.95 million.
Yeah, he's got it's Utah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Looks really nice.
What's your living dream in sort of like, so Kanye wants to go live on a ranch in Wyoming. So money's no object. My wife wants to do that whole tiny house thing.
Ugh.
I didn't say judge other people's dreams, Monica.
No,
I said, what is yours?
I don't think she would like it. I guess people like it.
I want to do the opposite. I want giant house.
Giant house.
I want a house with wings.
Oh, okay. Oh, like a flying house.
No, like a west wing, east wing.
Yeah. See, I was thinking, you got to think bigger. You got to have a house with wings so you can fly it around wherever you want to go.
Red Bull. His house would be designed like Red Bull.
Exactly.
You're thinking small time, man. If you have a house with wings, you can fly to Wyoming, but when they don't have good Wi-Fi, you can fly somewhere else.
Would you stay in this area? Would you stay here or would you want to move to a different state? Or like, I mean,
I don't really have a preference on the area because I can make any area entertaining for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be in a place I can't drive. So I guess that's important.
Okay.
So like New York City, L.A. Kind of.
Yeah.
So you want some open road.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I like to drive.
Right. He wants to get out in his Subaru.
Dakota.
And drive.
Yes.
North Dakota.
To my giant house.
Yeah, North Dakota. Giant house. There's a lot of land over there.
Lots of land.
Go for it. We have a brand new birthday scam. Free nude model. That is on the way. Your very first clue in the K92 Secret Sound is 8:30. I'm telling you, this one is, I think you can figure out where this is going. Clue one. A lot of times clue one is just so out there and weird. But no, we're going to get you started right away on $5,000 from First Team Nissan, New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke, and K92. Then at 8:35, me and Antoine try to freak Monica out. We have each brought a story. I'm going to freak her out more than you.
I feel extremely confident.
Oh.
I looked at this story and I started getting freaked out.
Monica's going to be nervous. When she hears my story, because she's short and she could get kicked in the head, she hears about what happened to this girl that got kicked in the head, it's wild. And where were you on the day of June 11th? I'm going to ask you that question when we get into it. 8:35 here on The Thing. Birthday scam is next. Free nude model.
Don't know why.
Ladies and gentlemen, come on down. We're the next contestants on Craigslist Price is Right.
Woo! Yes, we are going to play another wonderful episode of Craigslist Price is Right.
We hope it's wonderful. Let's not oversell it.
I have faith in you guys to make it wonderful.
I love this game.
Stephanie, that's her from the Franklin County Humane Society. That's the voice you hear. She has Bunny the dog with us as well. That I'm telling you right now, if I was dog shopping, this dog is mine. And
super
you would
sweet.
Not, you would not get
She's
this
like
dog.
She's like dessert, right?
And all the kisses.
Sure. I know.
Yeah. Lots of love.
So sweet.
Stephanie has this because she loves dogs. I do believe it's definitely more of a lady thing than it is a guy thing to sort of treat dogs like food. Sort of describe them as food. She sends me the description. She's like, look at that delicious nose.
I know, you changed it.
I did change it.
You did.
Because I, as a man, can't write delicious nose.
Why not?
Delicious nose.
You can.
He's like dessert.
Yeah, you can do that.
No, he's a good-looking dog.
What's a she?
She's a whatever. She's not a strudel. I mean, it's not a dessert thing. So we're going to play Craigslist Price is Right, and we're going to meet Bunny, who's awesome. Go on our Facebook page, share the post. If nothing else, if you're not in the market for a dog right now, we are very passionate here about getting rescue dogs adopted, and this dog needs a home. Mm-hmm. So please share the post if you could. Let's say good morning to Morgan. Hello, Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. So, Morgan, who would you like to team up with today? You have Zach, Monica, or Stephanie, and Bunny the dessert dog here on
K92. I'm going to pick the dessert dog.
Okay.
I love it.
Right.
Of course.
Dessert dog.
Delicious dog.
And what kind of dessert is he, Stephanie?
It's a she.
I'm sorry, she.
She's like a honey bun.
Okay. She is a honey bun.
A honey bunny.
Antoine ate a honey bun.
I had a honey bun today.
Antoine argues that honey buns are breakfast. They're not
dessert.
It's
a breakfast pastry.
Amanda, you have Monica or Zach to choose from, Amanda.
How about that?
How about some Zach?
How about some Zach?
Go for some Zach, and that means, Kim, it's going to be you and Monica, all right? Okay, Zach. Hey. So we go to item number one, Craigslist Price is Right. Let's find out. These are things that Antoine finds for sale on Craigslist.
Currently
we try to guess
for
what
sale.
All right, go ahead.
All right, the first one. I've never actually seen one of these in real life, so I'm excited about this. A breathalyzer test.
Ah, oh. Okay.
Yes, so it's your very own home edition breathalyzer. Wow.
We used to have one here on the thing.
Oh. Yeah.
We did.
We probably still do. It's in the office.
Maybe Monica blew it, broke it. She was so drunk or something. I don't
Has it been used?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, a used breathalyzer
it comes
tester.
With, it's like a...
It's got the little tab.
Yeah, tab that you take off.
Okay. Mm. I am going to weigh in with my guess. We're all going to lock in.
Okay.
Closest to the actual asking price on Craigslist. And again, Bunny, she is here.
Yes.
She is one.
Yes.
Boxer mix. She's brindled. I screwed up the color
That's
brindle
right.
earlier.
That's brindle. You're correct.
Yeah, she's a brindled dog. She's got some of that bull terrier head.
She does. And also, she's a lot smaller than I think she looks in that picture. And
yeah,
we might even have her listed at 45 pounds, but she's a tiny dog. I mean,
she's about 30, 35
yeah,
pounds.
She's petite.
Super sweet. And at 1 year old has that adorable young dog spirit, but not any of the annoying young dog energy. I mean, she's really just, she's
calm.
Super chill dog.
Yeah.
So you go on our Facebook page and you can meet her. Please share that post if you can. Okay. Monica Brooks, what do you
All
have
right.
over there?
I'm going $22.01.
$22.01. And 1 cent. I have weighed in with $40.08.
All right.
I have no idea how much these things cost, okay. New or otherwise, but I put $37.02.
$37.02. The correct bid or the correct asking price for a breathalyzer is... $25. Monica gets the first point.
All right. This could be your week, Monica.
Monica Brooks is correct in round one of the Craigslist Prices
Coming in strong.
That means she could win right here, or she's guaranteed to go into the finals. Round two.
All right. This item is a Pac-Man Party Home Arcade System.
Pac-Man Party Home Arcade
yes.
System.
What's so imagine that? Going to an arcade, a big yeah. Pac-Man game.
Okay, so it's the big...
Okay.
The
yeah,
big,
and it's just Pac-Man
But it's not like a pinball machine?
No, it's the one with like buttons and...
Full size.
Full okay. size.
So a full size old school
That you would put
arcade
quarters
system.
In if you were in an arcade game.
Okay. Oh.
And it's just and Pac-Man?
It's yes, just Pac-Man.
And it
but
works?
It's Pac-Man Arcade Party is the name of the game.
Gotcha. Does it work? Do we
yes.
know? Okay.
A working Pac-Man Arcade Party game. Okay.
You're trying to stump me this week. Okay.
I just saw it and I was like, I love this one.
Antoine Barker doesn't want Bunny Dog to win.
If you're here for the secret sound clue, we'll do it right here at the end of the Craigslist Price is Right. I am locked in.
Locked.
All right. Stephanie, you're going first because you like to cheat. So what's your price here?
I was waiting to hear y'all.
Exactly.
$200.
$200. I like okay. the softness of this.
I thought you were like $200,000.
All right, Zach.
I have $1,899.01.
All right, $18.99.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have $250.01.
Oh, I just lost.
All
Monica
right.
won.
The asking price
I bet it's like
for the Pac-Man arcade party arcade system is $1,600. $1,600. Zach.
That's me. Yep, I was close on that one.
That's me. They call my name.
I've always wanted a stand-up arcade game
He's ready
in my
to push
house.
The button.
So I've looked yes. at them before. I know what they cost. I'm very excited. Okay, we're moving on to the final round. It's me versus Monica. Stephanie, you lose. Sorry. But please
like
go
a Pats game.
Bunny.
All right.
Me versus Monica, final round. Go ahead, Antoine.
Okay. Got to really think about this one.
We're going to play Freak Monica out next. Who can do it better, me or Antoine?
And maybe we can start with this item right here.
Uh-oh.
Cool.
How much are they asking for a burial plot at the Blue Ridge Memorial Garden?
Zach probably has someone that sells these.
This includes
I got a guy who sells
the transfer fee.
The
and
transfer.
It includes a transfer
it
fee.
It includes the transfer
so
fee.
So there's a body in the plot right now?
No, it's an empty plot.
You're saving
move
it.
You.
What are they transferring?
They have to transfer from the person who currently owns it to a new owner.
Okay.
You
I
have to transfer.
To transfer like, a dead body.
They don't want it anymore?
Nope, they don't want it.
How much is a burial plot?
Yeah, this one caught me off guard.
I don't have any idea. All right.
The transfer.
And it's a transfer fee is included.
Transfer fee is
included. So think about how much they're selling that hole in the ground in addition to a
transfer
fee. Yep.
Okay. There we go. I'm locked.
All right. Monica, you're going to go first.
I really have no idea. Craigslist Price is Right.
Okay, I am locked with $7,000.
Oh, wow.
$7.01.
Okay. All right.
I went on the much lower end on this one for this hole in the ground. I'm going with $600.69.
Oh, come on.
All right.
But I really have no idea. No clue.
A burial plot at the Blue Ridge Memorial Garden plus transfer fee is $695.
Oh, correct. Look at that. Man.
$7,000.
Mine is expensive.
$7,000. I'm rolling them into the street.
$7,000.
I figure it was, I guess it's not a fancy hole.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, if they were $7,000, I'd tell my family, yo, just buy a shovel, roll me in there,
yeah,
and then have a big old party with the rest of the money.
I figured it'd be a little more than $600.
Nope. Congratulations to Amanda. Right. She is the big winner.
Well.
Do I win the burial plot?
You do not win the burial plot.
Start doing that, too. And you win a free burial plot.
Ooh,
at the end. Have your spets paid and neutered, all of those things.
Whatever you get right, you get to keep it.
Cirque du Soleil is in November at the Berglund Center. Go ahead and go to theberglundcenter.com. Amanda just won those. We're going to try to freak Monica out next. So that is in 5 minutes. And don't forget to share Bunny's post
Come
on
get
Facebook.
Bunny.
She's available at the Franklin County Humane Society. Thank you to our friends Amanda Christensen and Leslie Owens, State Farm agents. Oh, and I have money for you, Stephanie. So we'll go ahead and give you some money from Fit Studios. Did a little charity thing, and they gave you some money. So shout out to Fit Studios as well here on the K92 Morning Thing. Clue now. Here it is.
K92 Secret Sound. Win all the cash. Need help? Here comes a clue.
Clue one. Where the next batter waits. Where the next batter waits. So W-H-E-R-E. Where the next batter waits. That's your clue. Your next chance to guess is right at 9 o'clock. First Team Nissan, New River Valley. First Team Nissan of Roanoke. And Virginia's Cash Money Station, K92. Secret Sound, $5,000 right at 9 o'clock. But now we try to freak Monica.
Dearly beloved. Sound like Prince.
We are gathered here today to witness this thing called Freakout. Antoine and I devised this segment yesterday. I said, let's try to freak Monica out. Let's just see what's going on. We're going to come up with stories that we have found. These are real stories.
Okay.
And we're trying to figure out who will freak Monica out more on the K92 Morning Thing.
I definitely think I'm going to.
You think so?
I'm gonna make her go like wash her hands immediately.
Well, you said you freaked yourself out with this.
Like, yeah, this article, this isn't a good article at all.
I don't know.
Mine will also freak you out because one day you're just minding your own business.
Mm-hmm.
The next day you get kicked in the head.
Uh-oh.
And then what happens after that? A medical mystery here on The Thing. Antoine, go ahead. You go first.
All right.
Do you like this or do you want the other music I have?
We'll stay with this. Okay. We'll stay with them. Right, Mike Myers.
Suspense.
All right, Monica.
Okay.
I need you to think about this. 50%, so half, one in every two people, do not wash their hands after they poop. But that's not the part.
Okay.
The part is where you find the most traces of fecal matter.
Mm-hmm.
That would be poop. So I'm just going to name off a couple of places.
Okay.
Where you will find fecal matter. The number one place, office coffee cups.
I love a coffee cup.
You love an office coffee cup, too. You always touch all the coffee cups around here.
Another one, hotel rooms.
Always. Yeah.
Got bedspread.
Swimming pools.
Oh, there. She's safe there.
Well, I did a lot of swimming, though, over this summer.
Yeah, whatever.
Shopping carts. The handle of a shopping cart.
Yes, when I get my wipe.
Reusable shopping bags and weights at the gym.
Weights at the gym. Yes. Really, what should freak her out even more is because you said one in two people don't wash their hands.
Uh-huh.
Antoine, you and I should walk toward her with our hands out.
There are three people in here.
No!
Okay. My turn. A medical mystery. So we freak Monica out. This is just, she's a teenage girl.
Mm-hmm.
She went to a music concert on June 11th. She got kicked in the head while dancing, crowd surfing, whatever
was she
it was.
On the floor?
She was like crowd surfing or something. She got kicked in the head. Since then, she thinks every day is June 11th. And she can only, her memory resets every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours.
Yeah, this
every
is her mom talking about it.
When she wakes up in the morning, she thinks it's June 11th. They tell us
Like, there's nothing medically wrong. Like, they can't see anything medically. My brother passed away last week, and she probably has no idea. And we tell her every day, but she doesn't have an idea, no idea about it. And they told us that she may just be like this forever, and yeah. I'm not okay with that.
Every 2 hours, they can't figure it out. This, here's the girl talking about it.
And then I have a calendar on my door, and I look, and it's September, and I'm like, oh, whoa. It's like a movie. I will have no recollection of this in supper time. I'm not making memories, and I'm just really, like, scared.
She has no memories.
Nothing.
It's like Groundhog Day.
I know.
Every 2 hours.
Let me tell you one more thing about it, because she thinks every day is June 11th. Mm-hmm. Monica, June 11th was a Tuesday.
Oh.
The worst day of the week. God, it's not even a Friday.
No, it's a Tuesday.
Tuesday, June 11th for your entire life.
She keeps living it over and over. Every 2 hours.
I know. But, really unfortunate.
But she has a concert to look forward to on that day.
Oh, God.
She doesn't remember she got kicked.
I know. I guess you look on the bright side.
Okay. Who wins?
Zach, you win with that. That's a little freaky.
I hope you drink poop.
Oh, no.
Freak Monica out on the K92 Morning Thanks. Secret Sound is 13 minutes away. $5,000 could be yours.
It's a nonstop.
I think I'm losing my mind.
What happened?
Again, what happened? It's like a laundry list of things. You can rate my ditzy of many different ditzies right now. Secret Sound is in 5 minutes. If you want to win $5,000 on K92, I'm losing my mind.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what happened. One is ditzier than the rest of them. Now, it all started, you remember, earlier in the week, I purchased an air conditioner for a window.
Yes.
And apparently, I purchased one for the world's largest window. Mm-hmm. It's a skyscraper window. Mike, it's ridiculous and absurd. So then I had to buy another air conditioner. I got two air conditioners. I got to return one, waiting for the other one to get here. Lost my mind. Last night, locked my keys in the trunk of my car.
Oh,
soft, like a moron, because I put them down to change my shoes. Yeah. And I put them on the floor of the trunk.
Yep. Just slammed it down.
And as soon as I shut that door, I went,
my keys. That's the way it happens. Right after you close the door, you're like, oh.
Yeah, your brain never helps you out until it's too late. And here's another great example of my brain and why my brain itself, I believe, is just losing its nutrients or something. I took a shower and then I did my hair.
Yep.
And I put hair putty in there, and then I do a little hairspray to hold it on. So I do my little putty, and I grab my spray, cologne. I put cologne in my hair.
Wow.
Yeah. Sprayed my head with cologne.
Smells nice.
Well, at least you smell good.
Got a nice smelling scalp.
Yeah, if you bend over to tie your shoe, someone smell your head.
Man,
come back up.
Your head smells wonderful.
Yeah, that's a strong smelling head right there. Is. I don't know, what's the ditziest of all of those? The couch. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
That moment right there. No, I think it's the spray, hairspray.
I'm either drinking too much or not enough. I don't know what it
is. It's the hairspray.
Ay, ay, ay. Antoine, didn't you do something stupid the other day with your computer and you buy a part and then lose it right away? Make me feel better. At least.
So I bought my computer not knowing certain things didn't come with it anymore. Mm. There's no USB slot on my MacBook Pro. I didn't realize that until after I purchased it and opened it.
Yeah, you ain't got no slot no more.
Yes. Uh-oh. So I ordered the piece for it. Got it. Yep. Yada, yada. Couldn't find it. Needed it. Couldn't find it. So I ordered another one. And the other day, I'm in another room and I lift up my hat. There was the first piece.
Oh.
So I had the exact same piece.
Were you playing three-card Monty on the street? Pick a hat. Which hat is it?
I felt so stupid.
Text 52353. You guys should make that a new segment on the thing. Rate the ditzy. But we do.
Yeah, we do.
It's right here. Here it is. If you'd like to share yours, you can. 52353 on the text. Secret Sound right after Uptown Funk. So 3 minutes away. No, I said like three before. It's three. Yeah. It's three right now. 3 minutes and 42 seconds now.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.